Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Coffee Break Swedish, Season 1, Episode 9. Hej och välkomna till Coffee Break Swedish. Jag heter Mark.
Och jag heter Hanna.
Hur mår du, Hanna?
Jag mår jättebra, Mark. Hur mår du?
Ja, jag mår också jättebra idag.
Bra!
Okay, we're back with another lesson of Coffee Break Swedish. Now, in this episode, we are going to be focusing on the topic of language. The languages that you speak, the fact that you're learning Swedish, and also dealing with those situations when you perhaps don't understand or need to ask someone to speak more slowly. All very important things to learn for anyone learning a language, and in this case, Swedish. Låter det bra?
Ja, ska vi börja?
Det gör vi. Okay, we're talking about language today, and I think we should start with the word for Swedish, which I think we've come across already.
Yes, we have. It's svenska.
Once again, I'm leaving some space. Svenska.
Svenska.
Okay, now, we've come across svensk, as in jag är svensk, I'm Swedish. Mm-hmm. But when we say Swedish, referring to the language, it's a different word.
Yes, so you put an A on the end.
Mm-hmm.
So most languages works like that. You mm-hmm. just have the nationality,
yep.
and then you put an A to it.
So would it be correct to say engelska?
Precis, Mark.
Right, so svenska. We therefore know the words for lots of languages already.
Exactly.
So svenska,
mm-hmm.
English.
Engelska.
Engelska. French.
Franska.
Franska. German.
Tyska.
Tyska. Well, we had Swedish. What about Danish?
Danska.
Danska. Norwegian?
Norska.
Norska. Finnish?
Finska.
Finska. And Icelandic?
Isländska.
Isländska. Jättebra. So that was much easier than expected.
Yeah.
Okay, so what about I speak Swedish? Let's start at that point. Obviously, we would probably want to say I speak a little Swedish or I'm learning Swedish, but let's do the basic I speak Swedish.
Well, I know I said it was going to be easy,
mm-hmm.
but we have actually two verbs for to speak a language.
Right.
So you have talar.
Talar.
Och pratar.
Pratar.
And pratar is the verb that we often use when we just talk to people.
Mm-hmm.
And talar is the more formal one that we use in writing.
Right.
And more we use the verb pratar. But if you go to Sweden, you will probably come across both of them.
Okay. So are you saying that there are informal and formal verbs for lots of different words? Or is it really just with speaking?
No, not at all. It's just so you're aware of these two verbs.
Okay, so just really with what would you said talar and the other one?
Pratar.
Pratar. Okay, so given that we're talking to each other, will we stick with the kind of more informal one?
Yeah, pratar.
Okay, so can we learn then I speak Swedish?
Jag pratar svenska.
Jag pratar svenska.
Bra, jag pratar svenska.
And would I be right in saying it would be du pratar svenska and han pratar svenska? Is it the same?
Precis, because verbs don't change in Swedish.
Excellent, that's all the good mm-hmm. news. Yep, so jag pratar, du pratar, he speaks.
Han pratar svenska.
She speaks.
Hon pratar svenska.
Using the gender neutral.
Hen pratar svenska.
We speak.
Vi pratar svenska.
You all speak.
Ni pratar svenska.
And they speak.
De pratar svenska.
So there you have it. Very straightforward. So let's think about this. If I say jag pratar svenska, can I make that negative by saying jag pratar inte svenska?
Perfect. Yes.
Okay, so of course that statement is a conceptual paradox, because if I say jag pratar inte svenska in Swedish, then it kind of defeats the purpose.
Yes.
So I don't speak something, jag pratar inte, and then the language, and jag pratar something if you do speak it, yeah?
Yes, and I think it can be helpful to know that negative one. If you're going to Sweden and you find somebody who doesn't speak English, for example, so they can say to you, jag pratar inte engelska.
Okay, jag pratar inte engelska.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Can we turn this into a question then? We've got the negative, we've got the positive, but let's do the question form. So in order to form the question, do we simply change the subject, pronoun and the verb?
Yes, so you start with the verb.
Yep.
Pratar, then subject, du, svenska.
Pratar du svenska?
Perfekt, pratar du svenska.
Okej, okay. Så Hanna, pratar du svenska?
Ja, jag pratar svenska. Mark, pratar du svenska?
I probably should say yes, I do speak Swedish now, but how would I say I speak a little Swedish?
So where you put inte before? Mm-hmm. You put lite. So, jag pratar lite svenska.
Lite.
Lite.
Lite. Okay, so, jag pratar lite svenska.
Perfect. And it's important for English speakers to remember that we always pronounce the E's on the end in Swedish. Mm-hmm. So, lite, spell L-I-T-E.
Yep, okay.
Always pronounce the E on the end.
Right. We talked about way back, I think in the first lesson when we were learning jätte, you said something about jätteliten.
Ja.
So liten, does that mean little, as in small?
Exactly. And jätte, do you remember what jätte means?
It means giant or something
yes.
like that. Yeah.
So children are always told off that you can't say jättelite.
Okay.
But we still do.
So if I speak a very, very, very little bit of Swedish, could I say, jag pratar jättelite svenska?
Well, you can.
Yep.
But I will probably tell you off.
Okay.
Because I'm your teacher.
Right. Is there another way of saying
yes,
that?
Yes. So I would say pyttelite.
Pyttelite.
Ja.
So what does that mean?
Pytte means something tiny.
Okay, so a tiny bit of Swedish. Jag pratar pyttelite svenska.
Oh, don't be hard on yourself, Mark. I think you speak at least lite svenska.
I think the funny thing here is that a word like pyttelite is quite an advanced word for someone who only speaks a tiny bit of Swedish to use. So if you said jag pratar pyttelite svenska, you probably speak a little more than you think.
Yeah.
I think the nice thing, I guess, is that if you were to say that to a Swedish speaker, that would probably be quite nice. They would think, oh, that's quite nice.
Yes, and I think Swedish people get so happy even if people can speak pyttelite svenska. Yeah. So you would make their day.
Excellent. Jättebra. Okay, so we've learned jag pratar svenska. We've learned I speak a little Swedish. Jag pratar lite. Svenska. Jag pratar pyttelite svenska. And I like the rhythm there. Pyttelite svenska. And also, jag pratar inte svenska. So I don't speak Swedish. I think what we should do now is have a little bit of a conversation mm-hmm. asking each other what languages we speak and we don't speak.
Okay.
Låter det bra?
Det låter bra.
Okay, let's go for it then. So, Hanna, pratar du svenska?
Ja, jag pratar svenska. Pratar du svenska, Mark?
Ja, jag pratar lite svenska. Pratar du engelska?
Ja, jag pratar engelska. Pratar du engelska?
Ja, oh, I'm going to try to use a word that we've learned. Självklart.
Bra!
Would I say självklart pratar jag engelska?
Ja, självklart pratar jag engelska.
So the pratar jag has to be swapped around there because of the självklart.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. So could I just say självklart? Jag pratar engelska. Would that work?
It does as out because it's the second clause.
Yep, okay.
So you have to turn it around. So it just doesn't sound perfect.
Okay.
It sounds okay for somebody who speaks pyttelite svenska.
Okay, okay. So, självklart pratar jag engelska.
Ja.
Pratar du tyska?
Jag pratar pyttelite tyska.
Okej. Okay. pratar du franska?
Nej, jag pratar inte franska. Pratar du franska?
Ja, jag pratar franska. Pratar du spanska?
Jag pratar lite spanska.
Lite spanska?
Lite spanska.
Okay.
Hur många språk pratar du?
Hur många språk? Is that language?
Languages.
Languages,
so,
okay.
So, språk is an et word. Mm-hmm. And you remember that et words often don't change in plural.
Absolutely, so, I remember that, yeah.
Svenska är ett språk.
Yeah.
So I ask you, hur många språk pratar du?
So språk there is in the plural, how many languages, but it's the same as the singular, yeah?
Yes.
Right, let's see if I can answer this.
And see if you remember Swedish numbers.
Yeah. Engelska, franska, tyska, spanska, italienska.
Bra.
Portugisiska.
Portugisiska.
Portugisiska. Lite Chinese.
Kinesiska.
Kinesiska. Lite svenska.
Mm-hmm.
Och lite norska.
Perfekt, bra. Så hur många språk pratar du?
Jag pratar 9 språk.
Oh, du är jätteduktig.
How do I ask? What does that mean? Because that's got a good a good role to play in this episode. You've just said a word, I didn't know what it means. So how do I say, what does that mean?
Vad betyder det?
Say that again.
Vad betyder det?
So va, and then the last word's de, as in it or that. What's the middle word?
Betyder. Your favorite sound, that Y sound again.
Yeah. Betyder.
Bra, betyder.
Betyder.
Bra, okay. Jättebra.
Vad betyder det?
Mm-hmm.
The word that you said there earlier, what was it again?
Duktig.
Duktig. Vad betyder det?
Bra. Det betyder.
Yeah.
It means that you're good, that you're competent.
Okay, so what was the word?
Duktig.
Duktig. Okay. Ja. Right, so we've learned how to say I speak. I speak a little, I don't speak, I speak a very, very little bit. We've also learned the words for a number of languages. And our latest phrase, what does that mean, was?
Vad betyder det?
Vad betyder det? Okay, we're going to take a short break, and then after that, I think we should learn some more phrases for dealing with the situation where you don't understand something or where you're asking someone to speak more slowly and things like that. Okay, we'll be back in just a moment.
All the Coffee Break Swedish podcast episodes are free, but did you know there's a full online course available?
We offer video versions of the lessons where you see the words and phrases on the screen of your device. There are lesson notes providing further information and additional vocabulary and a bonus audio episode for every lesson.
To find out more about our online course, go to coffeebreakswedish.com.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome back. Välkomna tillbaka. We are learning about language today, learning to say which languages we speak. Perhaps could we just go through some of those phrases? I'll say the English, Hanna, if you can say the Swedish, and we'll leave a space for everyone to repeat. So, I speak Swedish.
Jag pratar svenska.
I speak a little German.
Jag pratar lite tyska.
I speak very little Chinese.
Jag pratar pyttelite kinesiska.
I don't speak Spanish.
Jag pratar inte spanska.
Do you speak English?
Pratar du engelska?
We also learned to ask the question, how many languages do you speak?
Hur många språk pratar du?
And the word for a language is?
Ett språk.
Now, just before the break, we also learned the phrase, what does that mean?
Vad betyder det?
Vad betyder det? Can we learn a little more about the kind of phrases that we might need to cope with language situations? The first one I'm thinking of, Hanna, is I don't understand.
Good. I didn't want to offend you, so I didn't want to put that one in, but okay. So, jag förstår inte.
Right. So we've got the inte in there, obviously, as our negative. But jag förstår?
Jag förstår.
And then to make it negative, I don't understand.
Jag förstår inte.
Jag förstår inte.
Bra.
Okay, so I don't understand. What other kind of phrases might we need in this situation?
So you might need to say, can you repeat that?
Would you say that?
Kan du upprepa?
Oh, okay. Can you repeat that, please?
Kan du upprepa?
So can du, presumably can you.
Upprepa.
Upprepa.
Ja.
What's the vowel at the beginning? Is it a U or a Y?
A U.
A U. Upprepa.
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 Bra.
So, kan du upprepa?
Ja.
Okay, let's repeat that one more time. Can you repeat?
Kan du upprepa?
Kan du upprepa? I'm thinking, would we need to say please in there?
What have I told you about Swedish people, Mark?
I thought you might say that. if you really did want to say, though, can you repeat, please?
Yeah, you can say, kan du vara snäll att upprepa?
Right, you, in the middle there you've said, what?
Kan du vara snäll?
Can att... you be, att vara is to be, yeah?
Yeah.
So what's snäll?
Snäll is kind.
Ah, right, so can you be kind? And then, and?
To repeat.
To repeat, right, att upprepa, okay.
Ja.
Kan du vara snäll att upprepa?
Ja, kan du vara snäll att upprepa?
Kan du vara snäll att upprepa?
Ja.
Okay.
But, like I said, Swedish people are not often that polite.
Right.
You sound very formal
and
very duktig that you say that. But you can also just say, vad sa du?
Okay, let's hear that again.
Vad sa du?
What does that mean literally?
What did you say?
Ah, right. Okay. So, vad sa du? So, sa is say in the past.
Yes.
Vad sa du?
Yeah.
Right. And that's something I'm guessing we'll hear quite a lot.
Yes, exactly. So you can always say, if you didn't hear it correctly, you can say, vad sa du?
Right. So if I'm trying out my Swedish and perhaps my accent isn't quite right, maybe someone could say that to me, vad sa du?
Yeah.
Because they know I'm speaking Swedish or trying to speak Swedish, but they perhaps didn't get it. Okay, it all sounds good so far. So can you repeat, please, or can you repeat, kan du upprepa?
Kan du vara snäll att upprepa?
Kan du vara snäll att upprepa? What about, can you speak more slowly?
Kan du tala långsammare?
Let's hear the word for slowly.
Långsammare.
Långsammare.
Ja.
What's the vowel? Is it O?
O.
Långsammare.
Bra, långsammare.
Långsammare.
So long is with a long vowel sound.
Uh-huh.
Long.
Long.
But sammare is with two M's, so that is a short vowel.
Långsammare.
Perfekt, bra.
Långsammare. Now, there you said, kan du tala långsammare? Could you have said, kan du prata långsammare?
Absolut, and that's what I was talking about. It, to me, it just sounded a little bit more formal to say, kan du tala långsammare?
Okay.
So, to a Swede, we kind of use them interchangeably.
Yep. But, and I suppose we can learn one and go with whichever one
yes,
you want.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Okay. So, kan du tala? Talar?
Tala.
Why?
Because there you already have a verb in it.
Of course, right. The can is conjugated, as it were.
Yeah.
So, tala is the infinitive?
So, infinitive in Swedish?
Mm-hmm.
Infinitive. Those verbs are often ends with an A on the end.
Yep, okay.
And if you have two verbs in a sentence,
mm-hmm.
the second verb will always be in infinitive.
Okay.
So you will recognize those kind of verbs with A on the end.
Right, so it would be prata as well.
Exactly.
Kan du prata långsammare?
Perfect.
Okay, so we've got, can you speak more slowly? Can you repeat? One of the things I think people learning Swedish will come across is the fact that very often Swedish speakers will switch to English and then you've not got any opportunity to practice your Swedish again. How would I say, can you speak to me in Swedish?
Yes, this is what my students come across all the time.
Yep.
They're trying to go into a Swedish food shop and
yep.
they're like, I'm going to practice my Swedish. And then people just speak English to them. So, kan du prata svenska med mig?
Ah, with me.
Yes.
Med mig. Kan du prata, and that's a kan du prata svenska med mig?
Ja, jag vill öva på min svenska.
What does that mean?
So, I want to practice my Swedish.
So, what was the verb there?
Öva. So, you have vill, which
yeah.
is want.
Right.
So, that's one verb.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have öva to practice.
Right, so vill, again, conjugated, and öva, öva,
mm-hmm.
to practice, the infinitive form. That's the form we'll find in the dictionary, yeah?
Yeah, and you recognize that now, because yep. there's an A on the end.
Okay, jag vill öva min, no.
På.
På, so you want to kind of work on your Swedish.
Yes.
The på is kind of like on,
mm-hmm.
as in on an island.
Yes.
Okay, right. There's lots that we've covered in this lesson. We do just have time for a little bit of culture, however. It's going to be a long lesson today, but we want to bring in some culture because Swedish is spoken in Sweden, obviously, but it's also spoken in another part of the world. So we are delighted to have Emma back in the studio today. It is over to you, Emma.
Over to you, Emma.
Hey, Mark och Hanna. Or should I say, moi. Idag tar vi en tur till Finland. Because Swedish is actually one of the official languages in Finland. Around 290,000 people in Finland also have Swedish as their mother tongue, and these people are called Finland Swedes or Finlandssvenskar, and add up to about 5% of the population. Most of Finlandssvenskarna live around the coast in the south and west of Finland. An example of this is the region called Österbotten, Pohjanmaa in Finnish, on the west coast of Finland, where the majority of the population is Swedish-speaking. Another example is Åland, which is a group of islands in the Baltic Sea between Sweden and Finland. Åland belongs to Finland, but the majority of the population is Swedish-speaking. Åland literally means riverland in Swedish, even though there are not a lot of rivers in Åland. It is believed that the name stems from the ancient Scandinavian word Avaland, which means land of water. Ava is related to aqua, which is the Latin word for water. The Swedish spoken in Finland by Finlandssvenskarna is called Finlandssvenska, and there's a difference between this and Rikssvenska, which is the Swedish spoken in Sweden. The main difference is the pronunciation, but Finlandssvenska can be understood by people speaking Rikssvenska and vice versa. Sometimes, speakers will also take some Finnish words and Swedishify them. Like the word for fun in Finnish is kiva, so you'll hear some Finlandssvenskar saying det var kiva, whereas I'd be more likely to say det var roligt. Finland used to be part of the Swedish kingdom, but in 1809 it became part of the Russian principality. It wasn't until 1917, around the time of the Russian Revolution, that Finland became an independent republic. There are some famous Finlandssvenska authors, with one of them being Tove Jansson, who lived between 1914 and 2001 and wrote the books about the Moomins or Moomintrollen. These books were originally written in Swedish and published in Finland and have been translated into 45 different languages. The Moomins are a family of white fairy tale characters that live in a big blue house in the Moomin Valley or Moomindalen, as it is called in Swedish. In the books, films and TV series, Moomintrollen go on many different adventures with their friends. If you're interested, you can visit the Moomin World, a park dedicated to the Moomins located in Åbo in Finland. That's it for this cultural report. Vi ses nästa gång.
So, you're learning Swedish and you can also use that then in Finland and get some opportunities to speak Swedish in the Swedish-speaking parts of Finland too. Thank you, Emma. Thank you, Hannah. We are going to be back next time, and next time it's going to be a bit of a roundup of everything we've learned. Is that correct?
Yes, we have had 10 lessons. Mm-hmm. And we learned quite a lot, I think.
I certainly feel a lot more confident now, and I hope our listeners do too. Now, if you'd like to take your Swedish further, then of course you can check out our website at coffeebreakswedish.com, where you'll be able to find everything to do with the course and also the lesson notes, the video versions, and our bonus audio materials. That's at coffeebreakswedish.com.
You can also find us on Facebook, search for Coffee Break Swedish, and we post regular content to help you to build your cultural knowledge of all things Swedish, and you can practice your Swedish there as well.
Absolutely. Look us up then, and we will see you soon. Vi ses snart.
Hej då!
You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2020, Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2020, Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.